You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis has appealed for moderation and dialogue after a surge of violence and killings over Jerusalem's Temple Mount. Addressing the crowds in St. Peter's Square, the Pope said he is following with trepidation the grave tensions and violence of the last days in Jerusalem.
Seguo con trepidazione le gravi tensioni e le violenze di questi giorni.
I feel the need to express a heartfelt appeal for moderation and a dialogue, Pope Francis said to the pilgrims gathered in the square for the Sunday Angelus prayer.
Sento il bisogno di esprimere un accorato appello alla moderazione e al dialogo.
And he invited all believers to join him in prayer so that the Lord may inspire all sides to come together with proposals for reconciliation and peace.
Propositi di riconciliazione e di pace.
And during his catechesis, the Pope reminded the faithful of God's infinite patience and of the fact that we are all sinners. Reflecting on the Gospel of the day, which tells of how wheat and weeds were sown in the same field, Francis remarked on the fact that the line between good and evil passes through the heart of each of us.
La linea di confine tra il bene e il male passa nel cuore di ogni persona.
The reading in question, the Pope said, illustrates the problem of evil in the world and emphasizes the Lord's patience. It tells us that in this world, good and evil are so intertwined that it is impossible to separate them and to extinguish all evil. Only God, he said, can do this, and he will do it in the last judgment. The ambiguity and complexity of the situation, he explained, represents the reality of Christian freedom, in which we are all called to exercise the difficult discernment between good and evil. Thus, Pope Francis exhorted the faithful to combine two seemingly contradictory attitudes, choice and patience. The choice to be good wheat, distancing oneself from the seductions of evil. While patience, he said, means preferring to be part of a church that is not afraid of getting its hands dirty by being close to its soiled children. The Pope concluded inviting us to recognize that we are all sinners and reminding us that good and evil cannot be boxed into defined areas or groups of people. And he exhorted all believers to see not only the bad and the evil, but also the good and the beautiful in the world that surrounds us, trusting always in God's promise of redemption. I'm Linda Bordoni.